Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God came to Adam and asked him what happened. In fact, he said, Adam, it's your responsibility to be sure that things go like we had planned. I believe God is still holding men responsible for what's going on in our culture and what's going on in our country. Over the next few days, we're going to be bringing messages specifically toward men who say that they belong to God. And I want to announce that we are preparing for our men's gathering on Friday evening, April 29th. At the end of today's broadcast, we're going to share with you how you can become a part of that. So women and men, listen carefully, because we are going to be sharing what God wants in a righteous man and a responsible man and a rewarded man. Come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word.
When I came to the Lord Jesus Christ and I started applying the biblical principles in my life, one of those principles was tithing. So I've been a tither ever since I got saved in 1983, and I don't regret one penny I gave to the kingdom, because every time I'd give to God, God would bless me more, and I'd give more and God would bless me more. Money follows ministry. I became more interested in ministry than I became in money, and God says, since you're interested in ministry and you got some good principles, you're not going to have a need for money. See, we tend to think that ministry is just standing in the pulpit preaching. But man, I want to tell you this. The truth is, everything we do is serving and ministering. Whatever your profession is, whatever your assignment is, whatever your vocation is, that is ministry. If you're a truck driver or a carpenter or a mechanic, commit your work to the Lord and your ways to the Lord. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Amen. You just don't commit yourself to the Lord when you come to the church. You commit everything you do to the Lord. I wouldn't start a business without offering it up to the Lord first. Lord, this is your business that you have in me to undertake, and I'm giving it to you before I even get started. How do you want me to proceed? Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. You can be a barber, you can be a butcher, you can be a driver, you can be whatever. And if you're working for the Lord honors that, and the Lord bless you. So when you're looking for work or a career, begin with the purpose of serving and using whatever gift or skill you have to minister to others. How can I be a blessing to other people with what I'm doing? Okay, I know this is foreign information. You thought the purpose for a job was to get a paycheck. That's not the purpose for a job. The purpose for a job is for God to work through you to reach others, whatever you're doing, and he'll give you a paycheck and other blessings on top of that. So if the only reason you're going to that job is to get a paycheck, you're underestimating what God wants to do in your life. You know why? Because all you're looking for is a paycheck. And when somebody asks you to do something more than what you thought was your job assignment, you have a pet phrase you use: that ain't my job. But when you go on and say, what else can I do? How can I expand what I'm doing? How can I learn more? How can I grow more? The next thing you know, you'll have enough information to open your own business and be successful. But as long as you're getting a paycheck. One of my good friends is Vietnamese, and I went to his factory where he was making uniforms and clothes. And he had a bunch of people working in there, and most of them were Vietnamese. I went back a year later, and I went there, and there were mostly the Vietnamese workers were gone. And I said to him, I said, what happened to all your Vietnamese workers? He said, the Vietnamese will only work for you long enough to get enough money to go into business. That was a sobering thought. My folks ain't gonna just sit over there on a sewing machine. They're gonna be making these clothes on their own somewhere else. So you got to do more than just go look for a paycheck. I don't care if you start at McDonald's. You ought to be looking at how they run this business and how I can do get into the food business, the preparation business, restaurant business, the delivery business. I'm just telling you. Otherwise, you're always complaining. No, I don't want to do nothing. I go into places, and the young lady is at the counter. She's waiting on me. I said, you could be the manager. I won't be no manager. I ain't got time to be with these people. How many times do you hear that? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm like, why you don't want? It's a different understanding. It's a different mindset. So we got to change our understanding, change our mindset. Otherwise, you're going to keep begging. I'm looking for a job. You got a job? No, you ought to be up there. If you work somewhere, I could do this. I figured out how this get done. I told somebody yesterday, we ought to send somebody to work over there at one of those places that sell all that hair with them other folks selling it. You get in there. Your strategic espionage is to find out where they're getting it. So you just working, you be the best worker they got. You work in the warehouse, you work in the back, you looking at all the packing slips and the paperwork that come in. All you doing is documenting where they getting that stuff. Next thing you know, you opening yours. We the one buying all the hair, but we ain't selling it. There's something wrong with that picture. And the man ought to say, baby, don't you come in this house with no more hair unless you figure out how to go sell it. Coming in here with all that hair. Find out where they're getting it from. I might get to whipping when I get home. I might have to go buy me some hair. Where was I at? See, while you might be looking for money, God is looking for ministry. And if you're working with God, God knows how to bless you. And then secondly, you need to be a man of prayer and productivity. When a man put prayer and productivity together, you can expect great results. You can't just pray and not be productive. And you shouldn't just try to be productive without prayer. Men, if success is important to you, pray. Prioritize your prayer life. In all of your ways, acknowledge the Lord and he will do what? He will direct your path. In all of your ways, acknowledge the Lord, he'll direct your path. A praying man who mixes faith and his work will be productive and successful. Faith, prayer, and productivity, you're going to be successful. No one can hold you back. But your prayer and your productivity and ministry must be in a balance with one another. There was a man who was distressed on the job because the boss told him to stop the witnessing. He was doing more witnessing than he was working. So when you're on the job, you can't get too much in ministry that you're not doing your work. I've had to do the same thing when I was a manager, and I'd had to tell the preacher that was working for me, I said, listen, you need to stop doing all this preaching to these other folks while you're supposed to be working. I'm just trying to do the work of the Lord. Well, it said, do the work of the Lord on your own time. My problem was, at his lunch hour, he wasn't witnessing. He's over there eating his lunch. Well, take your lunch, you go and witness on your lunch hour then. We both be doing some work here on this job. You know what he called me? Pharaoh. You Pharaoh. And my job is to get this work done. There's a time to work, and you minister on your own time. You know, if you was just saying something in passing, that's one thing. But when you done stopped and started leaning and holding a long conversation and all this right in the middle of the work day, that's what I'm talking about. A loss of productivity will cause you a loss of income. And then let me go to this. We need a man who is consistent, or I would say constant and eternal. A man who has an eternal perspective. In our society, instant gratification has become a way of life. In the church, we've created drive-through and microwave Christians. We can become frustrated when God doesn't answer our prayer instantly. But God is not concerned with instant. God is concerned with the constant, with the firm, with consistency. That's why Jesus said, if you would abide in me, that means stay here for a while. And let my words abide in you. Let's stay together. Let's keep this thing going. Let's get some consistency. Let's get some dependability. Abide with me. Rest with me. Stay with me. Fellowship with me. And then he said, you can ask for whatever you desire and it will be given to you. So God looks on our heart and is concerned with our consistency, our character, and our worth. When we look at the life of Abraham, I was looking at this the other day. We look at the life of Abraham. The Bible says, wherever Abraham went, he pitched his tent and then he built his altar. His tent, it signifies that temporary dwelling place, but his altar was his place of worship. But we living in a place now where we will pitch our altar and then build our tent. Our altar, that thing that where we should be worshiping, we just throw it together very quickly. But our tent where we live, we spend all of our effort trying to find us the right house, build that house, work real hard so we can get that house. And once we get that, we're dissatisfied because they just opened up a brand new subdivision behind the gated community by the lake, and now we need to get over there. So we pitch our altar and we build our tent. That's our difference in our values. See, you can pitch your personality, but you got to build your character. You can't just pitch your character. It's got to be firm and built. See, you can pitch your hookup, but you got to build your marriage. When you just shacking, you just pitched it. That ain't marriage. You pitch your church attendance, but you build your spiritual life. I don't know who I'm talking to. See, in the church, God wants pillars who support the work, not posts who just pitch in. When the pressure comes, those who are pillars help stabilize the church. But those who are posts collapse under the weight of the pressure of responsibility. God is looking for pillars. He's looking for those who would build something and not just pitch something. When Abraham pitched his tent, he knew he was going to pick that tent up and he was going to move. But when he built that altar, he knew every time he come by that place, he can kneel down at that altar because it's still there and it's firm.
This is Jerry G. Martin. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this message that is designed to deliver a message to men. God holds men responsible. First of all, he wants us to be righteous. Secondly, he wants us to be responsible. We are the leaders that he has assigned to lead our homes and lead our families. We are encouraging every man to take his rightful place. And I want to take this time to invite you to join us. This is a time for every believer, every man, to come back together, to get refreshed and revived so that we can be all that God wants us to be. The Light of the World has joined with several other pastors around the city in our Impact Ministries to host a men's gathering where men are going to come together from all over the city in different churches for one purpose, to get ourselves back to the place where God wants us to be. God wants us to be a righteous man and a rewarded man. So this men's gathering is Friday, April 29th. We're going to start gathering at 5 o'clock out in the parking lot. We'll have some food and fun and refreshments and some things for men to do. And then we're going to go inside at 7 o'clock and have our service where we're going to pray with one another, pray for one another, and challenge one another. There is no cost to attend this event. We want to send these men back to their churches to be men who will be spiritual leaders in their home and in their families. So wives, send your husbands. Mothers, send your sons. Fathers, bring your sons with you. Come on out. It doesn't matter what church you belong to. We're not trying to get new members. We're trying to get men to be the men that God called them to be. This is Friday, April 29th at the Light of the World Christian Fellowship at 16161 Old Humble Road. That's 16161 Old Humble Road. 5 o'clock in the evening, and we're going to get men back where they belong.